الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. In this ayat we learn that the Ramadan, from one aspect, is a training time, is a time for our islah, to reform ourselves. Where it is the month of fasting, it is the month of the Quran Sharif, it is the month of ibadat, and many other things also, and great, great things. It is at the same time to correct ourselves also, to make our islah. And islah is still more. The person can't say, my islah is done. In fact, Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, says that since they're having problems with visas, they in Pakistan also, for students, etc., who come. So those who come to the Khanqa, then they give them a limited visa. When they go for extension, they say, my cause is still not complete. And he say, the cause is not complete till mort. So we have to carry on all the time. And also, there is no limit to the perfection, completion of one's islah. No matter what level one reaches, there is still a higher level all the time. So we have to continue all the time. So this month of Ramadan is a great, great blessed month in so many aspects. May Allah let us appreciate this month, look forward to its coming, and when it comes, let us make the maximum out of it. And we shouldn't make excuses to ourselves that due to the present restrictions, etc., so we can't do anything. No, we can still do. And Allah Ta'ala, according to when times are difficult, Allah increases the rewards also. And for the efforts that are made, on small effort, Allah gives more also. So we must make our effort. We have to keep on trying. So with regard to our islah, one is rozas Allah Ta'ala has made, and the rozas, just keeping the basic roza of not eating, drinking, and having the relations with one's spouse, even that will make a person, will bring a lot of benefit in a person. And if we keep the roza as is required, with all the requirements, roza of all the parts of the body, then inshallah the benefits will be much more greater. And Allah reward our mashayikh all along the history of Islam. They were very keen for this, and they looked forward to the month of Ramadan as a month of ibadat also, as a month to gain closeness to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also, a month to prepare for our akhirat, and to meditate and ponder on our life of the akhirat also, and also for our islah. And those of our great, great buzurgs, and so many of them, who are not just concerned for themselves, but they made programs for other people also. The Khanqa programs which they kept for the islah of generally all other people also. So people used to come to the Khanqa, and programs used to take place for the islah of the people. And in this, people benefited tremendously. And the work of islah then prospered also, and more people also then started becoming at least aware that there is something like islah. Otherwise, generally in the ummah, a person is not conscious that there is one department of islah, that I have to reform, I have to correct myself. And in that, one particular thing, the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is also a thing which generally is not taught in our makatib also. It's not taught in the Darul Ulooms also. If the Ustad, mashallah, he has got it, he will transfer it in his tasbah, in his lesson. But as a chapter on its own, that we will not find. There are ayat of the Quran aplenty on it. Ahadith also, but normally they are not spoken of in such a way that it dawns on the student that we have to learn the love of Allah. that there is something like the love of Allah. Just like the masail of namaz are taught, and the fadail also come, the importance of it in the ahadith, but normally that is not stressed so much. So we will find a lot of laxity in students generally with regard to their namazes also. And then the love of Allah, that is a thing which is even more less. So all these things which Allah Ta'ala has made a particular place for, and that is what is called the khanqa. And in this particular department of Islah, and therefore it is very necessary, our mashayikh, you stress that with our madaris there should be a khanqa silsila also. With regard to this, Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Rahmatullah Ali says something in words of, in this direction, that ta'aleem without islah, I don't say it's useless, but then the real benefit of it is not obtained. That a person studies so much and he becomes, mashallah, so proficient, and there is only goodness in that also. But if it was just coupled with this little bit of islah also. The beautiful example which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives, which our Shaykh Rahimahumullah narrated many times to us, that on the grapevine you will find a little insect, an ant, that will walk from the bottom to the top. And a small insect, it takes it so long to walk and come to the top. When it reaches the top, and usually commercial vines, all the leaves and that at the bottom are cut off, so that you get a good quality of grape on top. So it doesn't stop anywhere, it goes up all the time. Right on top, then the leaves of the grapevine are there first. And then it lives its life on that leaves. It eats of it, it gets its nutrition, it gets all what it needs, everything. And it spends its life there. So, and the grape is just a little bit higher. So Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says that if that little ant insect would have had a sheikh to tell it that you made so much effort, you came right from the bottom to the top, and you're living your life on the leaves, and you are getting your nourishment, you are living, all your needs are being fulfilled also. But if you had gone just that 1 centimeter, 1 inch higher, and you got 1 drop of the grape juice, fresh from the plant, then your subhanallah should come out from the bottom of your heart. And the nourishment that you would get from that grape juice, compared to the leaves of the grapes, that you can't compare also. So just like that also, a student studies in a madrasa, from the bottom he makes lot of effort, 6-7 years, and then he completes his studies also. If just this little attachment, which a great alim like Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali should tell his students when they complete Bukhari Sharif, that now go and stay 6 months in the companies of some Ahlullah and learn the love of Allah and make your tarbiyat there. So if a person did that, he completed his studies and then he just went that little bit further and he got even 1 drop of the love of Allah, then he will see all what he has studied also, how much value it becomes. Just like, for example, if we write the numeral 0 is 0, you add another 0 is 0, 10 zeros is 0, but you put 1 in front. Now every 0 you add, the value increases. Without that 1 in front, the Allah, for Allah's sake, in the love of Allah, now all that ta'aleem, now it becomes so valuable. All what a person learned, now it becomes so valuable. And without Allah in one's life, and without the love of Allah, then that value is not is of that, not so much the value of it is. So Allah give us tawfiq. So to make our islah is very, very important. So the rozas we keep, the basic rozas, which the whole ummah knows, and the ummah keeping rozas also. Allah give every one of us tawfiq that we, without a sharia excuse, we don't miss any of our rozas. And Allah makes every aspect of deen alive. Namazes, Allah make it 100% alive in the ummah. Rozas, zakat, hajj, every aspect and all the various departments of deen. Our aqaid, we become conscious, we work on that also, our ibadat also, the ilm also, the fadail also, and then to practice on it also, and then all our mu'amalat, mu'asharat, akhlaq, everything, adab, everything, may Allah bless us with it. So this is the ideal month, and the more we make effort, and really the more we become conscious, those who have some affinity, some contact with it, then other people will also become interested. Like if one person goes in Jamaat, people talk about it, he's gone, what is Jamaat? Where is he gone? Why is he gone? Why did he leave his family, his business, his work for 40 days, for 3 days, 4 months? So then people come to know. Many people just through that, being inquisitive, get also hidayat, they also think. So if more we become conscious of it, that we have to make our islah, we have to spend our time correctly, then family members, other people also. Like for example, we're having the program after Asr, many people are listening also. So why are you listening to this program? You could be making your own tilawat also at this time. You could be making your own du'as, your own dhikr also. Why are you listening? So this, it becomes alive just by that. And we speak and invite actually, that also we should do. More people will become conscious. So in this way, we have to try and bring people, call people more towards deen and towards every aspect of deen, and to try and get the perfection of deen in our lives. This is a great ni'mat, the greatest ni'mat, more than what we have, our homes, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr, He has given us, our businesses, our cars, our jobs, our income, all that 100%. But deen is the greatest ni'mat. And how we have fikr for our other things, much more than that, Allah give us tawfiq, we have fikr for our deen. We have fikr for our children also, their education, their health, their upbringing. But the greatest fikr for our children also we should have, is also for their deen. In our families also, the greatest fikr, may Allah bless us with that, that we should really be living for the sake of deen, for the sake of Allah. Not just that we are living and passing our lives, and we do with that also our deeni duties also. That also is a great thing. But more than that, deen becomes the object of our lives. Though the people of the dunya will not understand this. For them, dunya is the object of life. Everything has to be centered around dunya. And deen, that if you get time, if you alright, then you do something for deen. You sacrifice something for deen, but really the truth is it should be the opposite. That deen should be the most important thing in our lives. So may Allah Ta'ala, and in bringing deen in our lives for us as grown-ups, etc., Ramadan is the ideal month. Not just that we keep our rozas, we carry on with our job, with our work, everything. There isn't anything really, so to say, wrong in that. But that we realize that Ramadan is a very special month. And much more than just keeping our rozas, making our one khatam, making our taraweeh, alhamdulillah, that is great. But really it is that we become more closer to Allah. And Allah has made the whole environment of Ramadan like that. Till today also, alhamdulillah, it is that many homes where there may be a TV, but Ramadan they will switch it off. Many homes where other things also we do normally, but Ramadan we won't do those things. So that atmosphere, naturally Allah has made it. The whole environment is there. It is for us to enhance it. So with regard, as we were speaking, to make our rozas more correct, one very important thing is that our eyes, that we use them correctly. And especially in the month of Ramadan, even what is permissible to look at, but not necessary. If you don't see it, there's no problem. So avoid it. Like for example, some magazine or some newspaper, there are photos also there, that is also a problem. But something where there isn't any photos or anything, and you read it, no real problem also, permissible to read it also. But it's not necessary and it's not urgent to try and cut it out in Ramadan. And for that, we see the lives of our elders. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri, Rahmatullah Ali, he should, not a word he should speak to anyone. The least, the only time that when he made iftari, he had a few finjans, the small little cups of Chai Suleimani, black tea. And just at that time, just one or two words he used to speak. Otherwise, all the time with tilawat of Quran Sharif. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, also the same thing. And many of our other buzurgs. And then many buzurgs the whole year also. They shouldn't really speak to anyone, just all the time occupied. And when a person realizes the friendship of Allah, every person likes to be with his friend. And when a person gets the friendship of Allah Ta'ala, then naturally he just wants to speak to Allah. He's reading his wazifat, he's reading his Quran Sharif, how much he has to read. He's making his du'as, and the enjoyment he gets in that, he doesn't get that enjoyment in speaking to anyone else, or being anywhere else, or in any other environment, just with Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah Ta'ala makes the masjid beloved to a person, and he yearns for the masjid, and he enjoys staying in the masjid. One person traveling with his worker, and when they came to a masjid, the worker asked permission to go and make namaz. So he said, alright, go and make your namaz. After namaz, he wasn't coming out. All the other people finished, went away. So he shouted from outside, he wasn't a namazi. He wasn't, his heart wasn't attached to the masjid. He says, what's wrong? Everyone is gone, you not coming out. He says, he's not letting me come out. He says, who's that? There's no one here. He says, the same one who's not letting you come in. So when we build that attachment with Allah Ta'ala, and then with his house also, then a person will enjoy being in the masjid. And it won't be, unfortunately, which is our condition generally, we are the last to come to the masjid and the first to go out again. We desire that always Ramadan, when it is supposed to be sighted, the moon must not be sighted. And at the end of Ramadan, even before time, we'll wish that moon can be sighted. So Allah make it that we, this attachment grows. And this is for what this month of Ramadan is. How much we will work on it, then inshallah it will come. And then the more we work on it, a general environment will come inshallah of Ramadan everywhere. So one was to look after our eyes also. So things which are permissible, but they are not necessary, they are not urgent. We try, and especially in the month of Ramadan, we avoid all those things. Then the other thing is our tongue, which we spoke about a little bit yesterday. And of course, nobody can exhaust that subject also, the details of it. But one other aspect of the tongue in our times today are our fingers. What we are talking today, we are typing now. And we are sending messages also. With our tongue, we speak to limited people, people who are just around us. But with the fingers on the phone, the cell phone and the smartphone, what and what things a person can do and where he can contact people. And any and everyone he can contact everywhere. So we have to watch that also a lot in this month. So if possible, for those people who don't need that for a cell phone to that extent, if we just put it off for the month of Ramadan, if a person doesn't need it as such, and just that is what this month of Ramadan is, to turn our attention to Allah. And then finally, the last 10 days make it more manifest with the i'tikaf. MashaAllah, many people make i'tikaf the whole month also. Some make for 40 days also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali used to make his 30 days i'tikaf and then add another 10 days also. And what a person gets in 40 days, we doesn't usually get that. Ulama have written, Buzurgani Deen, that Allah has kept the 40-day period very specific for character building, for changing our habits, for correcting ourselves, making our Islam. The 40-day period has got a great effect in that. The child also that is formed in the womb of the mother, in 340-day periods that the child gets formed. So our habits also, if 40 days if a person gives, then inshallah it brings a great, great difference in a person. So during this month, if we can, if the phone was not that necessary for us, we put it away. And we just carry on. And the last 10 days are the i'tikaf 10 days. So just like that, if with the whole month also, and the object of i'tikaf and everything, the month of Ramadan, the whole month, the last 10 days is to turn our attention to Allah Ta'ala. So from the beginning, and today with the cell phone, though physically we are in i'tikaf, it will be said your i'tikaf is done, you are in the masjid, you did not break your i'tikaf deliberately or even by mistake, you didn't step out of the, you did what was supposed to do, your i'tikaf is done. But if we were in contact with the whole world, then really that is not really an i'tikaf. What was the object of it? Like namaz, aqimi salata li dhikri. Namaz we have to establish exclusively for the remembrance of Allah. We made our sunnahs before namaz, we were on time, takbir-e-ula, whole namaz. After namaz we made our sunnahs, whatever was required, but we did not make any contact with Allah. Though our namaz is made, we won't be questioned, you didn't make your namaz, but what the namaz was, that we did not get really. So the same way with our rozas also, and our Ramadan also. If we did not get that, if we didn't turn to Allah Ta'ala, and our hearts didn't make that turn and change and go towards Allah Ta'ala, we kept our rozas, faraz we have accomplished, we did it, but the real object we haven't. So the seclusion is very, very necessary in its essence. Is what is meant by seclusion, to turn to Allah Ta'ala. With regard to this also, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in the i'tikaf used to ask one of normal question that he used to ask. He says that we are all gathered here, the masjid is full. In the time by Hazrat Shaykh, whole masjid was full. And he says the object is seclusion. And yeah, now we have all collected, we are all congregated together. So is it possible to have seclusion in a congregation? Then Hazrat should say, yes, it is possible. That we are all here, we are all close to one another here in the month of Ramadan, when everything is allowed, when things are normal. But our hearts are turned to Allah. We don't talk even to the person next to one. In Jalalabad, by Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, people used to come spend their time also, 40 days, 4 months. So there were times 2-3 people staying in one room. And after the 40 day period, 4 months period, they don't know one another's name also. They don't know from where you have come, what work you do. And today with us, in the first meeting, we got the whole profile of the person. The whole, his whole history also we got. What's his name, how many brothers, sisters, what work they do, how was the weather like there, what's the business like there, every detail we find out. So this is, even if we are together, but kaam se kaam, what we have to do, we just stick to that. And Allah make, at least we understand this. For other people to understand it, it's not so easy. From that also, Abu Buzurg by Abdul Wahhab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was very particular that he would not want his bayans also to be recorded. And during the bayan, if he sees somebody is recording, he will go and take that tape recorder away from that person. And he would say the reason for that is that your frame of mind, you sitting in this environment, what I am speaking, it makes sense to you. And you are prepared to give your life for it. Now the same thing, you'll go and tell somebody who is far from deen, and you go and let him listen to it. He will pass what kind of fatwas on that also. That this is a madman, this is now kufriyat also he will say. He will call it extremism also. So, and he should say that when you got your tape recorder and you are recording, then your tape recorder of your heart is switched off. Because you know it's being recorded there. I'll listen to it again. Now you don't pay your full attention. And really, who listens again? Who's got so much time? In the days of the cassettes also, first before that, the reels. Many people used to be proud. We got so many reels of bayans. After that, the cassettes, so many cassettes. Then the CDs. And now what and what on one small little chip, how many bayans and everything. But who gets the time to listen to that? And then also if you listen to it while driving, you listen to it, a woman, a housewife while she's cooking, etc. It's all right, it's a good thing instead of listening to other things, but it hasn't got that effect when you freed yourself. And you are sitting there, and you are sitting next to one another. And how you, the attention you give, that is completely different. Like for example, now the question comes also with this lockdown and the classes in madrasa schools, and now through all the different apps and all the different methods of conflict, what from experience it has been shown that even those who are doing video, where you see your students and they see you also, but yet it is a complete breakdown of everything. That effect is not there. And if you do it just with voice, it will be even less. And the real ease when the person, a student, is sitting in front of you, that is when the real effect takes place. So today with the phone, we are in contact with everyone, so we have to be more careful. Really, if we want our islah to take place, and those especially who give their time, like give their chilla, etc., and or 10 days for itikaf, etc., how much we can do away with it. So today, and everyone, all of us will say, the cell phone has destroyed us. But yet we are in the same. We're still in it all the time also. And we don't try and come out of it. We don't use it only for necessity. But how many of us browsing all the time, going on the internet, this caught our attention, that caught, we went to something, this is the link. When you went on the link, all YouTube opened up. Now this bayan of this person and that bayan, and in between some filthy things also, and the person doesn't know where he gets caught up and where he goes. So very important that we control this also. And especially in this month, how much more we will control ourselves. Just like talking is permissible, but in namaz, it's not permissible. Now stay away from talking. Now you're talking only to Allah Ta'ala. So like that with our rozas also. Many things are permissible, but we are in roza. In roza, according to Sharia also, it is permissible. But the more we can stay away from it, the more our inner self will be made. The more our nafs we will diminish, and we will make less and fulfill its demands less, the more the ruh is going to shine. And the more we fulfill our nafs desires, therefore, as far as eating generally also, Buzurgani Deen say, قِلَّةِ الطَّعَامِ, that a person shouldn't eat so much. And in Ramzan, we see our elders, how much less they eat also. And permissible to eat, once the sunset, iftari time, you can eat, there is no problem. But there also, what is permissible, but you control it also, the benefit will come to you. The same thing at sehri time. And if we're still eating, like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has also written, that many of us, that our roza is just changing our meal times. And in fact, we consume more in Ramzan. And more rich food we eat in Ramzan. So the whole object of the roza then is defeated. The roza, the object was to stay hungry, to feel that hunger. When you'll do that to your nafs, sort of punish it, bring it under control, that is when the ruh will shine. But unfortunately, we have our, normally it is a person will open his roza, make namaz, have his supper, after Taraweeh, another nightcap again, then again, sehri time, again a full meal. In that way, the ruh cannot shine out. And the nafs is being still satisfied. Only thing is, which our Buzur say in that case, we have just changed our eating times. But otherwise, we are eating more in Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq. So, control of our tongue in the sense of our fingers also. The messages that we are sending, etc. And then, today, the reading of the messages also. It has taken the place of hearing. Normally, we'll talk to one another. We talk with the tongue. We hear with the ears. But now on the phone, we are talking with our fingers. And we are hearing with our eyes. We are reading the message there. We hear what the message is, what this person got to say, what that person has got to say. And in that, how many of us, our Ramadan is being destroyed. And we don't realize it. And if we don't even realize it at the end of namaz, end of Ramadan, just like namaz, unfortunately, many of us are such, we destroy our namaz. And we don't even realize it at the end of namaz. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I made a great wrong. After namaz, Allahu Akbar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Many of us there still we don't realize it. Years go and we don't realize how many namazes we are destroying. The same thing with Rosa also, it must not happen, that years and years of Ramzan, but no, we still didn't, we're destroying our Rosa, we're destroying our Ramadan, and worse still, if we're destroying in the process somebody else's Ramadan. Yeah, it was, if we meet somebody with the phone, maybe somebody's Ramzan in Australia we are destroying. Somebody's Ramadan in Canada we are destroying. We are in contact here, we are in contact there, and all messages we are sending, and all the time we are busy with this, and we don't realize, I haven't got time for Quran Sharif, I haven't got time for my wazifas, for my duas, etc. Allah give us tawfiq, and let our month become valuable, and save us from all the wrongs, and keep the roza as roza is required to be kept. Roza is a shield. As long as we don't tear that shield, don't break that shield, don't destroy it, then it doesn't remain a shield anymore. And that is what all these things, then the object of roza, that siyanat, that protection, that goes away. Allah Ta'ala bless us that we keep our rozas as required. And today is Jum'ah also. To be reminded yesterday, more durood sharif, more du'as, etc. So for Friday du'as, which ulama write between the two khutbahs, and according to some riwayat, it appears from the time the imam starts with his khutbah, gets up, du'as are accepted. In our hearts we should try and make du'a till the completion of namaz, but particularly between the two khutbahs. And another time which ulama write is between asr and maghrib. So we engage in du'as also now as much as we can. Durood Sharif also we can try and read. Durood Sharif is a special ibadat of Jum'ah, and Durood Sharif is that beautiful and wonderful ibadat that it gets our other ibadat also accepted. Maulana Bayezid Pandor Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that namaz, Allah says, Aqimi salata li dhikri, as perfect your namaz for my remembrance. But Allah kept in our namaz, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad, and our hearts, our mind goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because Allah made it that when you read your Durood Sharif, and we know the quality of our namaz. It's not anywhere near acceptance, but by the barakat of durood in the namaz, that namaz will become accepted now. So durood in our rozas, durood in our du'as, durood when Allah kept it in our namaz, durood in Arafat for the haji, durood everywhere, then all the other ibadat, durood sharif is accepted, and it gets all our other ibadat also, it gets it accepted. Allah give us tawfiq to engage in durood, to engage in du'as, inshallah. Subhanallah.